listening to Boston Public Radio. On the line from Florida, taking in spring training, is Roger Abrams. He's a law professor at Northeastern, a former Major League Baseball salary arbitrator. Good morning and welcome, or good afternoon, whatever it is. Good afternoon, Roger
it's
Abrams.
Good afternoon, Jim.
How
afternoon.
Are you, Roger?
No, Jim, you lose track of time down here in Florida.
Yeah, but I'm not down here. I'm up here.
Yeah, I bet you do down there, Roger. You know, all I've been thinking about, I could never understand the appeal of Florida until like the last couple of months when it's nonstop snowstorms and freezing and I'm walking the dog in 17 layers. So I read, how do they start these games, Roger Abrams, down in Florida?
Well, in fact, what they do is they know, obviously, the two teams that are out on the field. Last weekend, we went to the Baltimore Orioles opening day against the Minnesota Twins, and they start by giving the weather report from Minneapolis.
I love it.
And the weather report in Baltimore, and then they give the game time temperature in Sarasota, which happened to be 80 at the time. And that really wakes up the crowd. They realize they're very fortunate people to be at spring training.
Now, we're talking to Roger Abrams from Northeastern, and he's at spring training. If you want to give him a buzz, either because you're jealous or you'd like to go sometime, the number is 877-301-8970. Roger, do you pretend you're actually working there because of your history, or is this pure joy?
We generally try to spend a couple of months down here during the winter. I'm working on another book, and it certainly is conducive. But this year we've really made an effort to get around to a variety of the parks. I mean, it's one thing to see the Red Sox day after day, and that's fun, if somewhat disheartening.
Disheartening because already is disheartening?
Well, I think all Boston Red Sox fans have this inner streak of awfulness. We know something's going to happen. We're not sure whether it's going to be fried chicken and beer. We're not sure about, we have a new manager, the world is alive, we have all these terrific kids, but we know that something is going to happen this year. Not sure when. But someone's going to get hurt, and who knows? God forbid it's Pedroia or someone we actually count on, and so there's this sense of original sin involved. I think.
Do you think that's it? The Catholic Irish thing here in Boston? Something has to be.
I don't know, but yeah. I have never seen devotion like Red Sox devotion.
Well, you know,
at the game last week. Where, frankly, I didn't care who won. There were lots of people from Minnesota. There were lots of people from Baltimore. And, frankly, I don't think they cared either. That would never happen with a Boston crowd. I mean, they realize, yes, it's spring training. They realize it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. We've never seen these kids before. We'll never see them again. But we're in there rooting, you know, and someone in the back of the stadium will start chanting Yankee sucks. And so, you know, that's different.
That was you, Roger. Don't try to fool us.
Roger.
No, I wouldn't do that. I might be disparaging towards the Yankees, but I would never use that kind of language. Yeah, I'm a law professor. That's how it goes, Jim.
Roger is a law professor. He's from Northeastern, and he's been lucky enough to be down there covering spring training or just attending spring training in the luxurious 80-degree weather down there in Florida. I wonder,
well,
though.
I like to think that GBH is spring training.
That's
reporter.
Right. You are the spring
Since
training.
You guys can't afford a spring training reporter. I'll sit in, no charge.
Well, here's what I want to know for those of us who have not been down there. So, what is it like? Is it how much do the tickets cost? And is it the stands full of families taking, you know, February vacation down there, or is it a bunch of retirees? Who's there? What's the scene like?
Well, the whole state is retirees, as you know, Mark.
Yes, I do.
Everyone eventually comes to Florida. The only question is when you come.
Yeah.
Do you come when you're 20 or 30 or 50? It's a very senior community. But everyone is there from their hometown for a couple weeks for spring training. Traffic has doubled in the last week since spring training started. But the tickets are dirt cheap when it comes to Boston prices. The Boston tickets if you buy them on StubHub, generally cost about twice of what it would cost to go to a Baltimore game or to a Pittsburgh game. But what's nice is that the Red Sox come up the coast. They come up from Fort Myers, they'll go to Sarasota, they'll go to Bradenton. They might even make it as far as the Yankees in Tampa. And then you can buy them at fairly reasonable
like
prices.
Like what?
So
like
when
what?
We went last,
is that 20 bucks?
We went
or?
Last, I'm sorry, I missed.
Is that like 20 bucks or 10 bucks or what's reasonable?
No, that's right, 20 bucks.
Okay.
Hey, Roger, we're talking to the happiest man in America, Roger Abrams, who's at spring training in Florida. But do you get to actually, I mean, when I was growing up in Philadelphia, I was the biggest Phillies fan of all time. I still am, actually.
Sure.
Red Sox are my second team because I grew up somewhere else. If you were walking down the street, occasionally you'd actually see a ball player. They would actually talk to you almost like a normal human being. It's spring training. Are these guys accessible? I mean, can you walk up before a game and say hello to Ortiz or even Pedro, who's now a mentor to some of these people? Or are they still inaccessible?
Jim, you can do that. They are available. The people line up outside the gates to get autographs, and the players sign those autographs. Everyone seems to be relaxed, especially the guy who was playing third base for the Orioles last weekend, who seemed terribly relaxed because he never could stop anything. But you know, I'm told he can hit. So what? Everyone seems to be in a good mood, and the reason why is, why wouldn't you want to be in a good mood? Now, for a lot of these kids, of course, they're heading down to, for the Red Sox kids, they're going up to Portland, they may be going to Pawtucket, they may be going who knows where in single A, and for them, this is their one shot to make an impression, to be written down in the book, because you know and I know that by July, they may be in Fenway Park. That's what happens every year to the Red Sox. It happens to every club. And so this is really a tryout. These are wonderful athletes. They all have major league potential, but they show what they have in spring training. And that's why it's fun to go to the games.
Roger, why do you love this? Are you like a former player? Are you a player wannabe? What's your? I mean, there's such happiness in your voice.
I teach sports law at Northeastern. We have a large number of students who come to the law school because that's what they want to do. And this is kind of a busman's holiday. I write books on sports, and it's important. You know, I'm the only one who can go to Fenway Park and take off the cost of the beer as a ordinary and necessary business expense.
Roger.
I'm learning.
Does sports law mean how to be an agent for a ball player? What does sports law mean? What do you mean?
It might, but it more likely means how collective bargaining agreements are negotiated with unions, issues involving antitrust and contracts and torts and all kinds of things involving this multi-billion-dollar industry called sports. And yes, Marjorie, there's a lot about baseball.
Yeah.
My involvement with baseball goes back, I guess it's more than 25 years when I first did baseball salary arbitration, which was enormous fun.
Speaking of baseball salary arbitration, that's where I wanted to go. It is when you listen to sports talk shows here, where it seems there's more passion. I lived in Philly, New York, here, intense sports passions, but nothing like I've seen in Boston. When you see this succession of $39 million players over 3 years, and I could almost hit as well as they do and probably feel better. There is this, not as well. I actually struck out in slow pitch softball once, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. It's true. People, the fan is so resentful in so many cases of these second tier players making unthinkable amounts of money that in some ways it's ruined the game for them. Has it not?
People do raise that question. They raise it with me all the time because in one case I awarded someone $4 million. And they said, how could you do that? And the answer is it's not my money. Jim, if you could feel the ground ball the way Stephen Drew hopefully can feel a ground ball, and would be willing to work for less, believe me, you would get a call from the general manager and say, Browdy, go in there. And so the market determines what these guys are paid. These are very valuable entertainers. Yes, I wish they paid law professors the way they pay third basemen, but this is fine because I kind of enjoy the game. And that I think is the key to spring training, is you have to love the game, because it comes to the fourth inning and the players who you know are all sent to the showers, and in comes a group of people all with numbers on the back of their uniform in the 90s. Anyone who comes in with number 95 is not going to make it to Fenway.
I'm wearing 96 right now, Roger.
Roger, one last question. Who's your favorite baseball?
Sure.
Who's your favorite baseball writer?
I go back to Mary Chass, who was
New York Times.
The great writer for the Times. I learned a lot from Mary over the years.
Yep.
There are great baseball writers. In fact, the literature on baseball is better than the literature on any other sports business. It includes 5 books that I wrote. It's still available on Amazon.com.
Okay, we're
beautifully done, Roger.
You slipped that right in very, very graciously, Roger. I will say this. Hey, Roger, thank you so much for being with us. Roger,
my pleasure. And, I wanted to welcome you guys to GBH.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And what a great thing to be the WGBH sports reporter down at spring training, where it's 80 degrees at least a lot of the time.
And have the tickets be tax deductible, even better.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Up next, every day at 1 o'clock, we have open mic. Today, we are greeting a guy. Let's face it, he's the biggest star in the state Republican Party who's not yet got his own regular gig on Fox News, Charlie Baker. He's going to be with us in a second. This is Boston Public Radio, 89.7 WGBH.